Good morning and happy Earth Day. It's Monday, April 22nd. Here's what we're working on. A new health clinic in Niagara-on-the-Lake is going to open today for those without a family doctor.
Donald Trump will become the first former president to stand trial in a criminal case starting this morning.
And surprise, surprise, Taylor Swift breaking records again after the release of her new album. And it's kind of a chilly morning in this part of our earth today.
Ooh, not like Saturday.
Yeah.
What'd you get on Saturday, Brian?
We were not amused about Saturday.
No.
6 degrees is what we got to on Saturday.
Did you get snow on Saturday?
Yeah, snow flurries, ice pellets. it was not. You know, at the grocery store on Saturday, I wanted to put one of my reusable bags over my head.
Walking around like this, I'm sorry.
I'm really embarrassed. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. Yesterday we got to 9.
Yay.
Yeah. But today better. Sunny and 14 today. So yay, we'll be around seasonal.
Okay, we were standing in line at Wonderland waiting for rides to get onto, and there was a blizzard happening outside. You're just like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. We're not happy, but that's what happens in April, you know. And hopefully that's the end of it, all right? Let's get back into some sunshine. We'll get some showers for the day tomorrow. You know, that's April stuff, but today's sunny, and that's going to help our temperature climb to 14. We're one right now, one. And we could even drop a little bit as we get into the next hour, and I'll update the temperature for you. Talk about it coming up. 403 Watertown Road, still doing fine. Not a lot to see right there. Into our MTO traffic cameras, just give you a few. Nikola Tesla Boulevard looks good. Heading toward the Skyway. Here's the top of the Skyway Bridge on the Burlington side, so North Shore Boulevard there in the distance. Here's a look at Walker's Line. That looks good. We did have, and they're still dousing this, we had a fully involved vehicle fire right here. It was really causing congestion. It's a little further afield. It's Yonge Street on the express lanes of the eastbound 401. But as you can see, at least they've got the flames out now and the smoke is just about dissipated. So we'll look at weather and traffic coming up in a few minutes for you. Right now, the news.
Okay, thanks very much, Brian. Well, a new healthcare clinic is set to open in Niagara-on-the-Lake today for those without a family doctor. A nurse practitioner on staff will provide ongoing chronic, preventative, and urgent care. So this clinic will be open Monday to Friday from 9 to 4. They offer walk-in service care, but appointments can be pre-booked for the mornings as well. Patients who have a family doctor with the Niagara North Family Healthcare Team are not eligible for care at this clinic. They instead should contact their family doctor or go to an after-hours clinic for care. The town of Niagara-on-the-Lake says this ensures fair access to health care across the community. Care is also going to be available at this clinic for visitors to the area.
Well, a study published, that is, in the Canadian Medical Association Journal shines a light on what researchers say is systemic anti-Indigenous racism in hospital emergency rooms. A previous study found that First Nation patients are more likely to leave the emergency department without receiving care than non-Indigenous patients. The work published today looked at why that is and what should be done to stop it. Researchers say they reviewed over 11 million emergency department visits for this study and interviewed 64 participants. They say Indigenous people report things like stereotyping related to substance abuse, transportation barriers, inequity in hospital access, and communication issues.
A 15-year-old boy was taken to hospital in critical condition yesterday after being hit by an object while riding on top of a moving GO train. The incident comes after this video was posted last week on social media showing a similar case of people walking on a GO train. It was captured by a driver coming into Toronto. Now, in the weekend incident, Toronto police say four young people got on a train heading east from Union Station just after midnight on Saturday. Three climbed on the roof and the 15-year-old was struck by a stationary object and fell. The others got back inside the train and called 911.
There is mixed reaction after a jury found a man not guilty of killing a Toronto police officer 3 years ago. Umar Zamir and his family burst into tears when the verdict was read over the weekend.
I am sorry for what had happened,
but I never meant any of this to happen to this day.
While we respect the judicial process and appreciate the work of everyone involved in this very difficult case, I share the feelings of our members who are hoping for a different outcome.
That was Toronto Police Chief saying that the trial has been a difficult time for his force. Detective Constable Jeffrey Northrup was killed in a parking lot beneath Toronto City Hall in July of 2021. The case centered on whether Zamir meant to hit Northrup or even knew that it had happened, and whether he knew the plainclothes officer and his partner were police officers. Zamir testified he thought his family was in danger when the pair began banging on his car window.
There's going to be lane restrictions starting today on Hamilton's Claremont access. The city of Hamilton is temporarily closing the left mountain-bound lane of the access for structure repairs. The left lane will be closed from 9 till 3 each day until May 3rd. Hamilton athletes got a lesson from a top-tier boxer. With a record of 20 wins, one loss, Ryan Rizicki is ranked number one by the World Boxing Council. And yesterday, he was teaching old-school tricks to a new class of competitors, hopefully helping them avoid some of his mistakes.
A bit of a troublemaker, so I had to get into a sport to kind of keep me out of trouble.
Rizicki, or Bruiser as he's known in the ring, was born in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, but the 29-year-old now lives in Hamilton. He was leading a boxing seminar hosted by Joslin's Mixed Martial Arts on Hamilton Mountain, where people were able to get insight from the pro and support for a good cause. This event was a fundraiser for Neighbor to Neighbor, which helps fight food insecurity in Hamilton. They collected just over $500 in donations. Ryan is going to be fighting next in Miami at the end of May when he takes on world boxing champion for the Bridgerweight title. Chilly weekend, but that didn't stop people from getting out to enjoy peak cherry blossom season. Right now, there are a few trees in bloom at Hamilton's Bayfront Park. Experts say this is one of the earliest years for these trees to bloom. And, of course, they provided a perfect photo opportunity. Cherry or sakura trees were donated to the city of Hamilton by Japan in 2002. You can find cherry blossom displays in Gage Park, Centennial Park in Dundas, and Burlington's Royal Botanical Gardens.
Wow, that's just beautiful. What wasn't was the Maple Leafs on Saturday night. Yikes, that was ugly. Yeah, the NHL playoffs are underway. Not the starter they would have liked in Boston, as they lost badly 5-1. Game 2 goes down tonight in Beantown. Two other Canadian teams fared much better last night.
On to Vilardi. Watch out, here comes Morrissey. One-timer! Connor does it!
It was a whiteout in Winnipeg, and it was rocking as the Jets hosted Colorado in Game 1 of their series. And what a start, as Winnipeg would put up 7 goals, including a couple from their captain Adam Lowry and 2 from Kyle Connor to go out in front 7-4 in the third. The Avs would make a game of it, though, pulling within 1 late as the teams combined for 13 goals in this barn burner. 7-6 the final, much to the delight of the rabid fan base. Jets hold on for the Game 1 win.
40-goal scorer this year. Hughes from the line.
In Vancouver, the Canucks are hosting their first playoff game in 9 years, and despite being down heading to the third, they would score 2 goals in 12 seconds in the final frame. Quickest they have ever done that in the playoffs. Van City, they take game 1 over Nashville 4-2. Edmonton gets on the ice tonight hosting the Kings, while, as I mentioned, the Leafs try to show up for game 2 in Boston. Well, no arguing that Hamilton's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has shown up all year for his OKC Thunder, so much so that it was announced that he is a finalist for the MVP award in the NBA as his Thunder kicked off the postseason hosting New Orleans in front of a rocking crowd doing their best whiteout. SGA, who have averaged over 30 points a game, had MVP chance raining down throughout this one. The top-seeded Thunder were able to edge the Pelicans thanks to who else but SGA, who hit that bucket right there in the final minute. That would be the difference. Thunders take it 94-92. Game 2, not until Wednesday.
There goes the runner, and it's lined softly into right for a base hit, and it gets past Springer. Springer overran it. Cronenworth will come in to score.
Blue Jays wrapped up their weekend series in San Diego, going for the sweep, but that's not going to help, as the usual reliable George Springer ran right past the ball to allow the opening run of the game to come in. Toronto had already won their fourth series in a row. We keep this one close thanks to that guy, Davis Schneider, who hits his third moonshot of the year to pull the Jays even. His roommate, Ernie Clement, he would put the Jays up with his second homer of the year. But walks, they were the difference. Jays pitcher gave up 9 free passes that brought in runs. Padres avoid the sweep, 6-3 the final. Jays are off to Kansas City for a 4-game series starting tonight.
Para, Schwanier turning, fire, Demi Schwanier!
On the pitch in Toronto, Forge FC dominated the 905 Derby against York United as David Schwanier would score twice. Benny Berbanga added the other to ruin the home opener for York in the 3-0 win. Hammers, they moved to 2-0 in the season. Bring that record back to Tim Hortons Field on Saturday when they host Valor FC, kickoff 4 o'clock. And last night, the Allen Cup Challenge in Dundas. The Stoney Creek Tigers were able to hold off the Innisfil Eagles from Alberta 5-4 for their opening game win. Good start for the local club, too, as the host Dundas won the opener over Southern Shore Breakers from Newfoundland 3-2 on Saturday. Real McCoys, they host Alberta tonight at the J.L. Greitmeyer Arena at 7:30. Reminder, we will have the final on CHCH at 3 p.m. with legendary broadcaster Rod Black and Leaf legend Rick Vive on the call.
All right, here we go. 6:11 on this Monday morning. What is the date today? I always have to check that for number 22nd of April. Look at the light in the sky. Sun comes up at 6:25 this morning. Yay, getting earlier all the time. Nothing happening in traffic here. 403 Waterdown Roads, 2-0, all right. To our MTO traffic cameras, St. Catharines, first of all, here's the Garden City Skyway East. There you can see the sky is getting a fair bit clearer at the moment, so looks pretty good right there. Nothing in traffic. Here's Nikola Tesla Boulevard once again. Looks good. Starting to slow a little bit at Fairview. Normal volume here, Royal Windsor Drive all the way through the 427. That looks pretty good right now. Okay, to our temperature. Yep, temperature has fallen, as I said it would. Zero is our temperature right now, but wait, we have a wind chill. Oh, isn't that thrilling to start this morning in April? Wind chill is -3. Thankfully, the winds are fairly light at the moment. So zero and clear skies right now. For school today, yeah, we're going to hit double digits for the first time in a few days. 14 today, a little bit of a southwesterly breeze, but lovely sunshine for the day, all because of that ridge of high pressure to the north. So that's what's going to give us the sunshine for the day today. However, tomorrow, an advancing low pressure is going to bring us some showers later in the day tomorrow, probably late morning into the afternoon hours. And then it gets cool once again after that. But today, 12 to 14 for Niagara, 12, 13, 14 for the rest of the horseshoe, and lovely sunshine today. Enjoy that. Skies will be clear tonight, and thankfully it won't be quite as chilly. Temperature range anywhere from 5 to 7 degrees tonight. And then tomorrow, temperature a bit better. However, we'll start off with some sun and then the showers push in. Temperatures 13, 14, 15, 16 for St. Catharines tomorrow. So a little bit of sunshine will start the day tomorrow. So as you step out the door, 22nd of April, skies are clear. Sun's coming up in just over 10 minutes. And the temperature at the moment is zero with a wind chill of -3. I know somebody is smiling because of that this morning. Annette, Tim.
Oh, I think she's gritting her teeth.
Oh, yeah, there she is.
Wind chill on Earth Day.
Yeah.
What on Earth?
Here's the thing. I didn't see Emily with her kids at Wonderland on Saturday.
My children were there. Everyone saw my kids. I just wasn't there.
Where were you?
Not
she
there.
She was with me in downtown Toronto, actually. Yeah. We were staying warm inside.
Yeah. Doing the right thing. No, my kids had a great time, though. Boy,
good, yeah.
They did not mind the snow and the rain and the wind, but I did think of you guys often during the night.
We should let our viewers know Wonderland isn't open yet for the season.
This was just kind of their training day.
Well, it's a media day, so they have like the first little preview. So Wonderland opens on May the 3rd.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think season ticket holders were there as well, weren't they?
Yeah, there's a number of. I don't know who all was it. All was there. There was a lot of people there as they kind of get everything working and testing everything out for the upcoming season.
Yeah, but poor you, Snow. Okay, coming up on Chit Chat, no surprise, Taylor Swift is not only breaking records but breaking her own records. Mm-hmm. We'll chat about that. Morgan Wallen, when he threw that chair over the building, do you guys remember that? Well, we'll discuss. And there's something else that I was going to talk about. See, now Brian got me all distracted with the weather.
Well, this is the perfect tease. This is the tease. Yes. That's the tease right there.
Living on a prayer is going to be stuck in your head for weeks. I'll tell you why.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
Thanks for that. Okay. It's Earth Day.
Yes, it is. And Ottawa is actually hosting an international meeting aimed at ditching plastics around the world. The Canadian dollar this morning is up 13 basis points in overseas trading to 72.86 cents U.S. Gold is down nearly $40 an ounce. Crude oil is down 55 cents to $81.67 a barrel. Checking midday trading in Europe, markets are up in London, Frankfurt, and Paris.
How about Asia? Markets are up in Tokyo, Hong Kong, down slightly in Shanghai. North American markets wrapped up the trading week last week with some gains. Nice gains for Bay Streets and the TSX, some triple-digit gains for the Dow Jones. Not so much for the NASDAQ because it was down 319. Let's see how they do when markets start a brand new trading week on this Monday, April the 22nd.
On this Earth Day, negotiators from 176 countries are going to be in downtown Ottawa. They're talking about the creation of a global treaty to eliminate plastic waste in less than 20 years. Ottawa is hosting the fourth of five rounds of negotiations to finalize a deal by the end of this year. Federal Environment Minister Stephen Gilboa played a crucial role in actually getting these plastic treaty talks underway. He pushed for a resolution at the UN Environment Assembly in 2022. He says Canada wants to move as quickly as possible to eliminate plastic pollution, and the sooner it's gone, the better.
Well, more than 70% of unionized workers at an Airbus assembly plant north of Montreal have rejected a contract offer for the third time. The union says working hours and pay, those were key sticking points. The head of human resources at Airbus Canada, they say they have put everything on the table in terms of improving salary conditions while increasing benefits and pensions. The company says it is a young aircraft program and additional efforts need to be made in order to ensure its long-term success. No deadline has currently been set for a strike.
Dozens of workers and community members were rallying outside a Dundas retirement home over the weekend, demanding what they say are decent wages and respect. Organizers say the employees at Amica Dundas Retirement Home have not had a raise in more than 2 years and that they are paid significantly less than other retirement home workers in the area. They have been without a collective agreement since February of last year.
The biggest concern would be how the standards in retirement homes, because they're for profit, is a serious disadvantage to everyone. We should all really care deeply about that, not only because our loved ones move in and live here and the cost that they have to pay for those services is incredible, and yet the workers make a lower wage than hospital long-term care.
The Amica Retirement Home says it values its team members and is eager to get back to the table with the union, the Canadian Union of Public Employees.
Tim Hortons says a proposed class action lawsuit against their company is without merit. The proposed class action suit claims about 500,000 customers are owed a boat that they were told they had won in an email from the company. Tim Hortons says the email was sent through human error. And once it became aware of the mistake, the company quickly notified the impacted customers and apologized. The law firm that launched the proposed lawsuit says the boat is worth about $64,000. The class action has not been certified by the courts.
Okay, going to take a quick break right now. Brian is going to be back with traffic and your 7 day forecast.
Good morning. Welcome to this 22nd of April. Look at that sunshine. It's about 60 seconds away from sunrise, so it'll be up. And look at that coming up so nicely there at the Garden City Skyway. No problems. Traffic there. Top of the Burlington Skyway Bridge. Different story, though, as you come over the top and head into Burlington, down to North Shore Boulevard, getting pretty busy. Nothing at Walker's Line. Nothing at Sheraton. 403 going through Mississauga is very light so far today. Temperature is chilly this morning. We are below seasonal to start the morning. Temperature right now sitting at zero, but then you factor in the wind, which is thankfully light. It feels like -3 for Hamilton and for Mississauga, +1 Grimsby, +3 for Toronto. Seasonals for this time of year are 13 for the daytime high and 3 for the overnight low. at least will be around seasonal for the day today. Sun times, there they are, the records for today. And yeah, we're going to see the sun for today. Should be 3 degrees by the first bell for school today and 14 after school. That'll be the high for the day today. So 14 today, 7 overnight tonight. It'll be milder overnight. And then tomorrow we'll start off with some sun, but then the showers will encroach with the cloud cover and a 15 degree high. Look at the temperature on Wednesday, only 7. That's it. But at least we'll have the sunshine Wednesday and Thursday. That's a -3 overnight low going into Thursday morning. That's going to be chilly. Friday, 14, fairly cloudy. Showers on Saturday and cloudy again for Sunday. That's your forecast. Annette, Tim.
Okay, so it turns out the workload of parents who stay home with their kids has a pretty high value.
There's a new study that looked at household and child care tasks by stay-at-home parents in 80 major cities worldwide. So it analyzed how much the parents' labor would cost if they were to pay someone else to do it. So let's look at the chores. You have many. You have cleaning. You have cooking. You have shopping. You have transportation. Emotional support. That's a big one. Tutoring and administrative tasks. So the value of that unpaid work, it was highest in Switzerland, in Zurich, where it would cost about $6,200 a month to outsource those type of services. So here at home, Canada sits at number 25 on the list. Vancouver, it was the most expensive. A stay-at-home parent of two in the city accounts for about $3,800 a month in savings.
Wow.
I can see that.
Hats off to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I look back to like when my little guys were small and with our schedules, like...
You were both... kind of doing
well, because we have different schedules. Yeah. I work early in the morning and Liz works at night, so it was like I never saw her, hence why we're still married. And but we were able to tag team things to do. So then I think that's important too, because then you have the respect, you know how hard it is.
Yes,
rather
yeah.
than coming home after a long day and just like, what did you do today? You know what I mean? It is a lot of work. So
it is.
Hats off to everybody that does do it.
Okay. We got lots more to come right after this break. Hopefully you get a break at home too.